Commissioner Matt Murphy, you had quite the active night tonight. We first saw you come out basically to introduce Adam Pearce, I guess. I don't know. Did you bring him into Face Strider?
I didn't bring him into Face Strider. I already had Adam Pearce booked. I had some people I was tossing around in my mind that I thought were deserving of a NWA World Heavyweight Championship match, and the NWA decided that they were going to go ahead and make the match with Michael Strider being the challenger. I'm not too happy about that. We had some ground rules set when I accepted the commissioner job, and they've definitely overstepped their bounds. I run the show here. I don't care if we're an NWA affiliate or not. All that Matt Murphy is not only the greatest star in Metro Pro Wrestling, but I hold all the cards. Now, if NWA tries this again, there's going to be a serious problem. I'm not going to stand for this. They've ran over people in this wrestling business for too long, and it's not going to happen to Matt Murphy.
I got to ask you, when Adam Pearce came out and then Derek Stone came out, and you and Derek Stone didn't seem to be quite on the same page.
Yeah, Derek's an impulsive guy. He and I, we'd played phone tag for a month, and I tried to explain to him why things went down the way they did. He came out here, he saw me. I guess he got the Derek Stone rage that's made him famous, and we have some issues to work out for sure. Derek's a good friend. I've known him for years and years and years, and we'll get this all smoothed over.
Okay, now you had some involvement then in the Strider Adam Pearce match. Strider looked like he was going to be the new NWA champion. The ref had counted his shoulders down, but I guess his foot was under the rope, and you restarted the match.
That's absolutely correct. And, these fans, they're so hypocritical. If Michael Strider's foot would have been under the rope, they'd be screaming bloody murder. And Adam Pearce, Michael Strider, if he wants to be NWA World Heavyweight Champion, he should want to win that with honor. He should bring pride and respect to that title as it's had for over 100 years. But instead, the way he was positioned, there was no way he did not see Adam Pearce's foot on the rope, underneath the rope. But he thought he pulled a quick one over everybody. He obviously fooled the fans, and I don't know. I guess they just see what they want to see, because I could see it plain as day on the monitor in the back. And unfortunately, Michael Strider, he just didn't have what it took to become NWA World Heavyweight Champion tonight.
But I do have to ask you, when the match restarted shortly thereafter, Adam Pearce scored the pinfall, but I think everybody in the arena saw Adam Pearce using the rope for leverage on the pinfall. You were standing ringside. You let that one go.
Well, Michael Strider took a swing at me. I pick and choose my battles. When somebody tries to punch my face, I typically don't give a damn whether or not they get cheated.
Okay, well then, you had a match against Mad Dog McDowell, who apparently was upset from last time when loser doesn't get paid match. He lost, didn't get paid. But then Strider came out. Well, actually, let me first say, you end up losing that match. The ref ruled against you for a low blow.
Well, the problem is, I just finished up my last two credit hours to become a certified ninja. I'm a lethal weapon. My warrior instincts kicked in. Mad Dog's he's a hell of a fighter. And, at some point, my instincts kicked in. I punched him in the ding-dong. Things happen in battle. Now, that little referee kid disqualified me. He's going to have some explaining to do come Monday morning, and he just might be looking for another promotion to work for, because I'm sure as hell not going to have some little squirt in my ring disqualifying me for being nothing more than a warrior, because that's what it is. It doesn't matter whether it was his face, his ding-a-ling, or anything else. He puts something, at least something exposed. I'm going to take every opportunity I can. He walked up with his privates in my face, so I gave him a punch in him. Just instinct.
So then after that happened, Michael Strider came out. Got you eye to eye, looking you dead in the eye, came in the ring. Basically, with a little bit of help from Mad Dog, got you to agree to face him next month. It does seem like you have been running from Strider. Now, I guess he's got you one-on-one.
Running from Strider? The man had an NWA World Heavyweight Championship match tonight. If it wasn't for that, I'd have beat his ass tonight. I don't care about Michael Strider. I'm going to prove to everybody that I was once the greatest wrestler in the Central States region. I'm a legend. I'm a bona fide legend. And Michael Strider, he was on message boards griping about all the attention, all the opportunities I was receiving back when I was a star. And so then I go away, and then he steps in to fill my very big shoes with very small feet, my might I add. And I don't care how much, I don't care how big Strider Nation is, it's confined to the Kansas City area. I'm an international star. People forget that. They get all worked up over calling me Alt Tap and getting a little chance going and trying to be a part of the show when they're the people buying the tickets. But they forget that I am a genuine star. Michael Strider's a regional star, one hell of a star. But all that, Matt Murphy's a legend, and he always will be.
Now, one more quick thing for you. When you're in the ring with Pierce and Derek Stone, they both seem kind of unhappy that they had to defend their belts against the winners from the eight-man elimination match, the Survivors. And Derek Stone did not retain his championship. We already saw some friction between you and him. Do you think he might take this to heart?
Well, I can't go out there and fight the man's battle for him. Derek's one of the best ever. But Derek Stone was not the better man tonight. He lost fair and square right in the center of that ring. The guy's a real idiot that he lost to, Bull Schmidt. Cute name, by the way. That's awesome. I pity him. I really do. But now he's the Metro Pro Wrestling TV champion. He's the face of our organization, and that's a pretty damn sad state of affairs for Metro Pro Wrestling.